Now, we only have 15 minutes, and I think this leads us into a very nice part in verse 28. What's the cost? Counting the cost. The scripture says here, no man is going to build a tower, build a house. He just says, okay, I'm going to start this structure. He doesn't know what it's going to cost, how long it's going to take. He doesn't know if he's going to have sufficient tools and money for it. Before he sets out on this particular venture, he knows everything that's involved with it. Right? The guys are in school, they build spreadsheets with every kind of analysis, down to the penny, down to the square footage, if you're going to build a building, all the contractors you need. And before you go and begin construction, you know exactly the time period that it should take, what it's going to be to get the vendors in, the financing from a bank, you know it. So the question is for us, do we count the cost of what it means to be a disciple? Brother Amos said, you know, it makes them shudder. You know, we love that song, I've Decided to Follow Jesus. We've been singing that since we were children. And then what happened? No turning back. And then 5 minutes after the session is over, well, our thoughts are somewhere else, our priorities. You know, as Brother Carlisle said, it's wonderful to be educated. You think of Moses as a man who was educated. But it said that when he came to years, all right, that's where he started to make an assessment of what was more valuable, right? So we get educated, we put that in some place. And while we are being educated, I would suggest to us young people that it's not education at the expense of discipleship. Meaning, well, you know, I'm in school, so I never make the meetings. I'm in school, I can't read the Bible. I'm in school, I can't make young people's meetings. I'm in school, I can't do this. No, it's never at the expense. And that's why the Lord says, put me first. And if you put the Lord first, I want to tell you this. You're looking at men and some sisters. We're adults. We pass where you are today. And when you put the Lord first, even in your studies, you may say, man, I could have used another extra hour, so and so. And that test that you have, however difficult it is, the Spirit of God brings back to you the things that you've studied. Now, he's not going to bring stuff to you you haven't studied, so let's not fool ourselves. But he will bless you. You honor him, he honors you. Count the cost, putting the Lord first.
There's two columns when you do an accounting column, taking account. One of them is counting the cost. The other part of the equation is counting up the resources. If you're not going to count the cost, right, we need to know, okay, what's this building, what's this project, what's the bottom line going to, how's the bottom line going to affect me? But that's put in direct comparison to what's the resources that I can put against it.
Right.
Okay. Now, what are the resources that we can put against the cost? And the resources are what we have in Christ. That which we have in Him, if our affections are there, and if He's the one who's teaching us, and I'm seeking to follow after Him, then all of my resources are from Him, and He will cover the cost.
Well, put it this way. We don't want you to walk in the discipleship pathway with your eyes closed. You need to walk in it with your eyes wide open. You need to know everything. What are you getting into? You don't go to school. You usually kind of check on classes, right? You ask somebody, well, how was that class? How was that professor? You just check everything out. When you're going to buy something, you check it out. You guys do that all the time. You check everything out before you go into it. And here, in Christianity, it's the same thing. And I appreciate that point about the whole idea of the resources. Because look, if the Lord is calling us to a pathway of discipleship, He will equip us. And we will get to that in the next session. But I want you to walk in with your eyes open. Now, I want us to realize one thing, and very practical today. Carla, you mentioned it, a matter of denying oneself. And that is really the hardest thing ever. To wean yourself from something that is like, really, there is nothing wrong with it. But it's going to take time from the Lord. It is a pleasurable thing. You know, I wonder, and I know young people get together to kind of have some good time and everything. I just wonder, When is the last time young people have decided, well, let's get together to have some times of prayer? Just to pray. Because the resources are there. And that's how you obtain. When is the last time young people said, we're going to get together and, you know, we're going to go and play football or something? Fine. But when is the other time also, beside playing football, we said, we want to come together and have some times of prayer? When at the workplace, and I want to bring it very practical, at school, when is the last time I wear that badge? We take the cross as a stigma. The cross is a stigma. Okay? Bearing your cross, the cross is a stigma. But I don't, that's how the world see it. But you know how we see it? As a badge. When is the last time you have that badge at work? That everybody know, not because of your preaching, but because in the simple way you conduct yourself, that you're different. Who you belong to? Oh, I'm a disciple. Now, was the Lord Jesus a failure? Can anybody tell me? If anybody considered the Lord Jesus a failure, who is the most successful person that walked this earth? Who is the most successful person that walked this earth? It is the Lord Jesus. The will of God. The Lord Jesus. The only one that could do it right all the way. The most successful person that walked. You're looking for success? Here's your example. And he wants you to be successful according to God. Forget about how the world assessed success. But this is really the thing. And it's a wonderful privilege to walk. So walk the path of discipleship. I'm not warning you, but I'm challenging you today. I want you to go out of here completely challenged and changed. This is the pathway that God charted for us. We have an example that walked that pathway before us. He was successful as far as God is concerned. And that's what counts in the end, by the way. What counts in the end is not how many degrees you got. You could get all of the degrees of the world. We kept saying, nothing wrong with that. You could get all the money in the world. Nothing wrong with that. But you know what? In the end, what did you do with that degree for Christ? What did you do with that money for Christ? What did you do with ability for Christ? How is it? The walk pathway of discipleship. There is a cost involved. And the Lord said, sit down. Sit down and think about it and count the cost before you run ahead and then people laugh at you. Are you a Christian?